This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been an awesome Monday. And look, we still, don't worry, still got an hour left. Don't worry, Chris. We still have an hour of
changing people's lives.
What, Chris? Did you hear HHS Secretary Rachel Levine?
You're the first openly transgender official confirmed by the United States Senate. In a recent op-ed, you urge people to base medical decisions and public statements on real data and compassion rather than slander. And you spoke to trans youth in Florida recently.
I just want to pause here one second. I'm not telling you to not be a compassionate person. I would never tell you that. I want you to be a better person than I am. I'm a monster. You know that. I want you to be compassionate. However, you do not make decision-making, large-scale decision-making things. You don't ever make decisions based on compassion, is what I'm trying to say. That was a terrible way to say that. You don't make big decisions based on compassion, ever. We've done that time after time after time after time in this country, and it always ends in disaster because compassion has no place in, medical decisions. We don't make these decisions based on compassion. We make them based on science and data and biology and medicine and things like that. So, you've been compassionate. It's not compassionate to tell somebody who's having a real mental illness crisis. It's not in any way helpful to tell them their mental illness isn't a mental illness at all. It's actually perfectly normal. And everyone else has a mental illness. You do what you want to do in your own life. But if you're a dude who wants to cut your penis off and call yourself a woman, you have a mental illness. You need help. That's not me looking down my nose on you or judging you. I've probably still screwed up more than you've screwed up, but you need real genuine help. It's not compassionate to tell that person, and certainly not a child, that they're actually a woman.
Tell us what you told them.
Well, you know, trans youth are vulnerable, and they suffer significant.
She's got a really bassy voice.
And harassment and bullying, sometimes in schools or in their community. They have more mental health issues, but there's nothing inherent with being transgender or gender diverse, which would predispose.
They have more mental health issues? No. You mean that 16-year-old girl who, instead of stressing about pimples and cute boys in school, the 16-year-old girl who instead wants to cut off her boobs, she might have some mental health issues, maybe like anxiety and depression. Boy, I gotta tell you, I'm shocked.
Youth to depression or anxiety. It is that harassment and bullying. Now they're suffering politically motivated attacks through state actions against these vulnerable transgender youth. This is not based upon data. These actions are politically motivated, and so we really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities.
He just used a word I want you to pay attention to because they've obviously settled on it. Remember, the regime, they hand out words. They program all the robots that go up to the hive mind for their programming. You're going to hear this word a lot in the coming years, and I want you to be ready for it. Affirm. We are firm. We're going to affirm. We have to affirm. We have to affirm. We're affirming. It's affirming. It's affirming care. It's affirming. Don't you want affirmation? We have to affirm. Affirm this. Affirm that. You're going to see a lot of that. That's a nice way of them saying we are encouraging it and we're grooming these children. Now, on to what I was talking about. I got this email. Dear Jesse, I've read Julie Kelly's book about January 6th. It's a very good book, by the way. And I've watched Capital Punishment. That's Nick Searcy's movie. It's a good movie, too. I feel helpless to do anything about this. I love this country, but I'm losing hope about how to help our political prisoners. It makes me sick that our own country is holding people in prison for not even doing anything wrong. Please help me to keep going on. You can say my name. My name is Lisa. Just hang on. You want me to help you keep going on? I'm going to read you something else. It's going to sound like I'm bringing you down. I'm not. Just hang on. Largest study to date finds alarming percentage of women experiencing menstrual cycle changes after receiving COVID vaccine. The study, this is from The Blaze, study found 56% of women experienced changes in their menstrual cycle after being double vaccinated. I show up now to emails every single day from people saying, Jesse, I got vaccinated. I'm so mad. Jesse, tell me I did the right thing. I got vaccinated to keep my job. Jesse, they scared me and I got vaccinated. I regret it. Jesse, I want to do this. Jesse, I want to help the political prisoners, but I can't. Jesse, I want to stop the CDC. I can't. I want to close the border. I can't. Jesse, I'm overwhelmed. I want you to understand something. I have days like that too. Believe it or not. Now, I don't sit and cry in my Cheerios, but I have these moments where I think, oh my gosh, we are just screwed. We're just really screwed, and there's nothing I can do about it, and I want to fix all these problems. I mean, I just elaborated on a problem right here I want to fix. I have two homeless people. I want to fix it. I can't fix it. I don't know how to fix it. You want to fix it. And we get overwhelmed with that problem. Couple things. One, you cannot save this country. I cannot save this country. You can make sure you personally are prepared for whatever. You can make sure you personally are in better shape than you've been. I can make sure I'm in better shape than I've been. Make sure you're a better shot. Make sure you have water. Make sure you have food. Make sure your family's taken care of. Make sure your neighbors, make sure you have a way to communicate with your neighbors. Now, when the world goes crazy, when all the world around you starts to burn, you focus on what's 2 inches in front of your face. Stop making Kamala jokes, Chris. It's immature. You focus on what's 2 inches in front of your face. Focus on your immediate surroundings. No, you can't save the country. I can't save the country. I can't save the January 6th prisoners. Doesn't matter how many times I talk about them. I can't do this. I can't. There's a whole laundry list of can'ts. You know what I can do? There's one thing I can do. I can go home tonight and I can check my bug out bag. Do I have enough fresh water straws in there? Do I have enough food in there from my Patriot Supply? Do I have any spare way to buy food? How's my water situation? Just water storage in the house. How's my physical health? Have I worked out today? Did I drink one of the gross superfood smoothies the wife makes with the lit powder from Chalk? And I know that sounds like it's not helpful, but believe me, you know what's really not helpful? Looking around at the storm and getting frantic that you can't calm it down. There are so many things going on in this world virtually everything going on in this world. It's completely out of our control. It's not in our hands. So if it's not in your hands, stop trying to control it. And I'll tell you something else, and you're not supposed to say this, but I don't care. They let me say whatever I want, so I do. Turn off the radio for a day or two if you're feeling overwhelmed. Turn off the television at night if you're feeling overwhelmed. Even my show. You know, I have a TV show on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern. We have another great show for you tonight. Josh Hammer's coming on and Kurt Schlichter to be a lot of fun. But look, if I stress you out, I don't want that. I've never wanted to do, that's why I don't yell and scream a lot. I got a little upset tonight, but I've never wanted to do stress out radio where at the end of the 3 hours, you feel like crap. Because I used to listen to talk radio all the time and that would happen to me so often. By the time I turned off the radio, I'd just be in a bad mood. I just feel like crap. I don't want to do that. I want to make you laugh and talk about serious things and scream sometimes, Chris. But if I'm doing that to you, man, turn me off for a day or two. Take a break. That's it. Take a break. But then, of course, I mean, come back because, honestly, we have a lot of work to do here, including honoring the selfishness of our heroes.
We'll always honor the bravery and selflessness of the and sacrifices of the Americans who serve.
Oh, we're in so much trouble. So, anyway, Joe Biden being incoherent is not exactly news, but that does lead us where so many roads tend to lead us. That leads us to Dome. it's time to have another conversation about Dome. Apparently, she lost yet another staffer. We'll talk about that. I'll get to the emails. Someone wants to address my potential mustache. And more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Something else we need to address. I'm so freaking tired of sweating at night. Don't you despise sweating at night? There's just nothing worse. You wake up and you're sweating. And that, look, that's summertime. It is what it is. Can't set your AC on 55. If you could, I would. You know, MyPillow has Percal sheets. You heard of Percal sheets? They're made for the summertime. They're cool. They're cool sheets. And 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. And because they're coming out with these things, they have a deal on them, but I need you to pay attention to something. What kind of deal? Well, a queen size is normally $89.98. Now they're $39.98 with the promo code Jesse. So it's a good deal, but I want to emphasize something, and I need to stress this. They don't tell me this unless it's true. Supplies are limited on these. They're just, everyone has supply chain problems. Everyone does. There's a limited supply on this. Go to mypillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse, and get your Percal sheets, P-E-R-C-A-L-E. Mypillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and it was a Medal of Honor Monday. I guess it still is a Medal of Honor Monday. Dang it, I wish I could do that over again. Now, what, Chris? You can go back and listen to the Medal of Honor citation we read in Lisa Booth and everything else. All that's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse Manyguns. Do not fear the mustache. Oh, in case you're not up to date, I have laid down a bold, bold marker. Probably up there with the first guy who climbed Everest or something like that. What I have said is this. All these professional organizations are saying Democrats might lose 25 seats at the midterms. They're lying like they're always lying. I said Democrats will lose at least 40 seats. 40 seats or more. And if they don't, I'm going to shave in a mustache. The wife is mad. Everyone's mad about it. No, I'm not going handlebar, Chris. I'm going full mustache. Now, I mean, hold on. Maybe I should go handlebar. You definitely don't want to go too thin towards the middle. If you and I know what I mean, that can end up looking poor. Whatever. It's going to be a sweet stash. Part of me wants it to come true, Chris. I think I could grow an awesome mustache. Anyway, the guy says, do not fear the mustache. I shaved my beard of 13 years into a mustache on Wednesday willingly. I told my dime of a girlfriend my plan before I pulled the trigger. She was mad, but turns out she likes it. So mustache or bust, brother, and maybe you could even resemble the Frito Bandito. Says I can say his name. His name is Ryan. Maybe I could, Ryan.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Jesse, you have inspired my, and by extension, my son to quit Scouts. He's talking about Boy Scouts, which he has been a member of for 6 years. That actually makes me sad, actually. But anyway, he goes on to say he had a citizenship class. He had a citizenship class on gender identity in the Scouts, but is anxious to go to trail life to focus more on what excites him in an organization centered on faith. He says, keep preaching, Oracle, please. And, you know, that is one of those things. I was never in the Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts. A lot of my friends were, but that was for so long such an outstanding organization. And the communist comes for everything good and decent on purpose. I know they do that on purpose, as we talked about a bunch of times, but that is such a bummer. The one of those things they took over was the daggone Boy Scouts, man. Just something good and decent and right about this country. And now your child has to learn this filth there. That's too bad. I'm glad you guys found something else, though. Jesse, I heard your excellent idea of putting sloppy joes on a hot dog. I do this as well. The bun structure minimizes the mess. Here's another hack. Add sauteed onions in a mixture of chopped jalapeno, serrano, and habanero peppers to the mix. He says your taste buds will thank you. Your intestines may not. Listen, thank you. Says I can say his name. His name is Paul. Buddy, you're putting onions, jalapenos, serranos, and habaneros in there. I don't know if I have enough toilet paper to eat that. What, Chris? That is a good point. Chris said, all great things are worth suffering for. Did I tell you what I had for breakfast this morning? Oh, it was so good. So I got up this morning. My youngest son was already up and he was starving. So I made him an egg's nest real quick. Everyone knows what that is when you cook the egg inside of the bread in the pan. But I wasn't in the mood for egg's nest. I wanted a little more. I went scrounging, decided to make myself some scramby eggs with shredded cheese in them. But on the side, I took a bunch of onions. The wife always has onions chopped up, like minced up a lot in the freezer because she puts them in things. And I took some onions and some diced jalapenos, and I dropped some butter in a pan, and I dropped a bunch of onions and jalapenos in there and just let them sit there for a while and just saute and get soft and good. Just there. Just let those flavors get to know each other. Let's be a kiss. If you happen to kiss or something like that, that's fine. Just get to know each other. And I've got some extra hot slap your mama Cajun seasoning. Don't slap your mother. I didn't name it. That's actually what it's called. They have great sauces and seasonings, which that's weird. That's what they call it, but it's called slap your mama. But anyway, I put some of that in there. And then eventually I added some flour and some heavy cream and put some more of that Cajun seasoning in there. And I took my scrambled eggs with cheese, a couple pieces of toast, a couple pieces of bacon, and I poured this jalapeno onion Cajun gravy over the top of my scrambled eggs. Oh my gosh, it was outstanding. Gosh, it was good. Now I'm starving. See, Vice President Kamala Harris just had somebody quit. Her speechwriter just quit. To be honest, no one's really surprised about this, but once again, want to give credit to Washington Free Beacon for this, but imagine being the speechwriter for this person.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority. As one nation, undivided, out of many, one. Can't get around it. Can't get around without it. You are the mayor. I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. It is the responsibility as a chief legal officer, which each of them has a responsibility of being. This is a community in the Mississippi Delta that has a long history of being part of America's history. Healthcare from the neck down and healthcare from the neck up, that's called mental health care.
Isn't it crazy to think that, and I know this is an obvious point, so I'm not making some profound point like I normally do, Chris, but isn't it wild to think that she's the backup to Joe Biden? That with all this, if Joe Biden does get shoved out the back door after the midterms, Kamala Harris takes over. We have, no matter what, it's inevitable now, we have 4 years of this embarrassment. 4 years. 4 years of this.
We know, NAACP, that our country has a history of claiming ownership over human bodies.
She compared abortion to slavery over the weekend. So they're doing very well. All right. We have a fat stack of emails here. There were a bunch from Friday I didn't get to. I'm going to start tackling those now. I realize it's a little bit late in the show. Oh, and one more thing about Kamala Harris's speechwriter quitting. Once again, this is why you don't ever work for a wildly ambitious person. You want to work for an ambitious person, but not somebody who will stab you in the back for it. That's what Kamala Harris does to her employees. That's why they all quit about every 15 minutes. We'll get to some emails. Hang on. Where I lay my- It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe how good I am at the air drums, Chris. I really feel like if I sat down with a good drum set, I feel like at this point in time, I played air drums for so long, I could rock out. I probably could go pro. Actually, you know what? This is going to be my last show. We're starting a band. Jesse Kelly is the drummer and lead singer. Chris, we'll need someone else to play guitar because I can't lead both. I can't do both, but well, you know what? I probably can. We don't need to shortchange me. Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to thank you for sharing about the miscarriage you and your dime went through. I have five kids. Me and my dime went through two and a stillborn. We went through it and we thought something was wrong with us. After I started talking about it, I found out how common it is. You sharing your story for sure helped others know they're not alone. Listen, thank you. And he says, I can say his name. His name's Eric. Look, it's just one of those things. You don't realize that you sharing stuff about yourself helps other people. Like that one show we did. I should do another one. It was just so heavy and I don't want to bring you down. We did that one show where I put out the call for people. I wanted to know what COVID lockdowns, how all the stuff hurt them. In what ways did it hurt you? And it was 3 hours of the most brutal show we've ever done. It was heartbreaking stuff. And it was, I think it's our most downloaded episode of all time. It got gigantic. It just blew up everywhere. And so many people emailed in and thanked us for doing the show. I guess it is therapeutic to know what people go through. And this was long ago, by the way. I'm fine. This is long ago. But yeah, it's not an easy thing. And you hear all these abortion activists comparing abortion to stillborns or to miscarriages as if that's in any way the same thing. These people, man. Oh, man, this guy. He says, Dome resigns. Biden appoints Newsom as VP. Biden resigns. Gavin Newsom sworn in as the 47th president. Says I can use his name. His name's Brad. Brad, it's a stupid theory. And here's why it's a stupid theory. Because Dome would kill her own mother if it meant getting a promotion. I mean, the things that woman has done for a promotion, that woman is never going to resign. All the leadership of the Democratic Party could come to Dome right now. All the billionaires, all of them, they could come to Dome and they could say, hey, Dome, look, you suck at this. It's time to resign. That woman, all she sees, all she knows is the next gig. That's who she is. I've known people like this. They're terrible people. I will say, though, because we didn't really touch on it on the show. Did you see this? Joe Biden takes off for the Middle East to go embarrass us overseas and beg for oil and stumble on his words. Once Joe Biden left, Gavin Newsom, who everyone knows wants to be president, Gavin Newsom flew to D.C. once Joe Biden was gone to hang out at the White House with Ron Klain. Man, you want to talk about making it awkward, Gavin. Oh, hi, honey. I got to leave town. I got a big radio show on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Oh, sure, Jesse. Have fun. The second I leave town, the personal trainer shows up to crash at the house for a few days. Ron Klain, what is wrong with you, buddy? Kind of getting out in the open with it right there, huh? Jesse, running for office and winning. Dear great candidate for office, I'm running for office and I've won a primary against a longtime Rhino incumbent. Good for you. Now that I'm off to the general election, do you think it's wise in 2022 to move my message more to the center? I've run thus far on America First conservative principles. Should I keep that up or change the message a little? My instinct is to keep pushing everything I believe. My campaign manager says no more moderate, or said go more moderate. What say you? Here's what I will say to you, buddy. Every campaign manager, campaign consultant, wannabe campaign manager in the history of Republican politics has advised their Republican candidate to office to go more to the middle, to have more mass appeal to people. Well, let me explain something to you very clearly. They don't have any idea what appeals to people. None. They think people vote on issues. Man, I wish people voted on issues. I sat down with someone over the weekend, and this someone, This someone is a Republican voter, voted for Trump a couple times. He has decided he despises Donald Trump now. And I said, why? I mean, you voted for the guy twice. You've been a big Trump fan. Ah, the January 6th stuff. I said, what January 6th stuff? You're a Trump supporter. What, you don't believe any of that lies they're selling out there. And he said, well, no, I just don't think he's handled it well since then. I said, okay, so you're not going to vote for him in the election? No, I'm not. I don't want him to run. And I said, well, okay, well, you're an idiot. What do you mean he stands for everything you stand for? That was just a story to tell you people vote for all kinds, or don't vote for all kinds of different crazy reasons. People think, people, especially people in politics, think everyone votes on issues. Who has been the most conservative governor in the United States of America for the last 2 years? Who's it been? Ron DeSantis. I know everyone talks about Florida now as this red beacon of hope, and you have Ron DeSantis there. Ron DeSantis has governed absurdly hard to the right. I mean, you want to talk about hard to the right, absurdly hard to the right. Ron DeSantis is the governor of a purple state. Chris, do me a favor while you're sitting there doing nothing. I know you guys aren't doing anything. Look up how many votes separated Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum. Remember, every gubernatorial election in Florida, every senator election in Florida, they all end up being razor thin. You remember Bush Gore. Florida isn't some blood red southern state. God and country. At least it hasn't been. Ron DeSantis barely, and I do mean barely, squeaks into office as governor of Florida, and he has since then run to the right of Genghis Khan. What's been the result of all that? The closest challenger to Ron DeSantis, according to the latest polls, is 15 to 20 points behind him. Chris, 30,000 votes out of 8 million votes cast. That's what separated Ron DeSantis and Gillum. That's with Gillum having a gigantic scandal. 30,000 votes out of 8 million cast. Since then, he took that narrow win and ran hard to the right. He's getting ready to curb stomp his Democrat opponent by 15 to 20 points. Don't you dare abandon who you are, what you are, what you believe now that you're in a general election. You run hard to the right, be authentic. Look, people don't have to agree with you on all the issues to appreciate authentic. Everyone loves authentic. People hate fake. I mean, what's the real reason behind everyone hating Dome? She doesn't come off as genuine. She doesn't come off as genuine. Therefore, people despise her. You, go be you. Now, you know what Saharan dust is? I didn't know what it was until yesterday. I had no idea. I'd never heard of this thing before. But all my friends were complaining. Oh, my eyes hurt. My ears hurt. My nose. My allergies. Saharan dust. Saharan dust. Saharan dust. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And one of the reasons I never looked into Saharan dust before is because my eyes don't hurt. My nose is perfectly clear. What's wrong with all of you? Oh, I'm sorry, friends who are struggling with all the Saharan dust in the mail. Do you not have Eden Pure Thunderstorms in your home? I do. I keep one where I sleep. My sons have one where they sleep. We have one in the living area. We don't have allergies in my home anymore. I don't even own that over-the-counter allergy medication anymore. Eden Pure Thunderstorm is called a thunderstorm because it cleans your air. Doesn't cover up the odors in your air. It cleans it like nature does after a thunderstorm. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. These things are like freaking miracles. You can get a 3-pack for under $200. That's $200 off. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Yeah.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I was just doing the Stevie Wonder there, and I didn't realize it. Where you do the head, like the head thing goes back and forth. I need some sunglasses so I can look like Stevie. What, Chris? We can do that, and I'll get dreadlocks and stuff. Oh, we won't even get in that much trouble. It's fine, Chris. I have the hair. There's some hair there. That's fine. I'll put on my anti-communist hat, and that'll look really sweet doing the Stevie Wonder. If you would like to see me do the Stevie Wonder, by the way, you can sign up and watch the simulcast on thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Hi, Jesse. I heard you say that Chris and Michael will accompany you and your listeners on your pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Is it a pilgrimage, Chris? Is that where we're going on, a pilgrimage? Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, let me ask you something. Just hit me between the eyes with this, Chris. I want to dress up like a totally authentic shepherd for the whole time we're there. I want the headdress thing. Yes, Chris, I want the long like robe thing. I'm going to have sandals with dirty feet, and I want the staff with the hook thing on the end. Oh, I can keep hooking the kids with it wherever. The wife, she's threatening not to go if I do it. I think you need to wade into it and be authentic. What do you think? It's not a terrible idea. You're stupid. What? The staff, though, right? See, the staff is cool. I'm doing it. I don't care. Anyway, the lady goes on to say, your listeners may be tempted to post Chris's picture all over social media and his cover will be blown. Have you thought this through? Says I can say her name is, her name is Suzanne. Well, Suzanne, if Chris isn't real, then who's there to take a picture of? There's no one there to take a picture of. Now, one thing I do know is I will be there. The wife will be there. The kids will be there. Michael will be there. And maybe Chris will be. Maybe you won't be. And remember, if you want to go to tour the Holy Land with us, you have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. You can see all the details there. It's sick. It's like 10 days. It's next July. Next July for 10 days. You're welcome to come along. No pressure, but we're going to have a blast. We're just going to history geek out through that whole daggone place. Jesse, you know what what's at the heart of killing off America? Stupid. America has too many stupid people. They voted for Biden, for God's sake. Stupid people are ruining the country, Jesse. We ought to make stupid a punishable offense. You with me, brother? Well, I just think we should allow people to be punished for their stupidity. The problem we have in this country now is we have a country entirely geared towards bailing people out from their stupidity. No, it's important to let people wade in their stupidity. Let people suffer for it. And I really mean this, and that's partially because I'm a terrible person. If your mom calls, and she's just one of those old school Democrats, and she says, honey, I checked the 401k this morning, and me and Peepaw, we're not going to get by. We've lost. Our money's not worth anything, and we keep losing money in the market. And did you know that me and Peepaw can't afford gas money? You know what you need to say? Mom, I love you. I love you, of course. I think that's really sad, but tell me again, why did you vote for Joe Biden, Mom? And maybe you're sitting there saying, well, Jesse, that's harsh. No, it is harsh, but the truth is harsh. You know what else is harsh? What stupid people who voted for Joe Biden, what they did to people who are non-stupid. You see, you're non-stupid. Your 401k is getting crushed too. Your dollar's getting crushed too. Your gas prices are getting crushed too. Yeah. I mean, you have to, the steps we have to take now to save money. I told you, and I highly recommend this to you, to buy a steer. You can split a steer, a cow. Okay, we split a cow with another couples. It's a lot of money, but it's a lot of beef, and the money you pay per pound is way less, absolutely way less. I highly recommend that. If you have a just get some cheap deep freezer, you don't need something fancy, and get some beef in the freezer. I've told you before about your cell phone service, save $900. The average family saves $900 a year switching to Pure Talk. That's cake. I mean, that's, you pick up your phone right now, you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, they'll get you switched over to Pure Talk. $900 a year is gigantic. Gigantic. Plus, you're not giving money to Verizon or T-Mobile or these companies that hate you. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk. It takes less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
How a public school in Florida built America's greatest math team. I think a picture of that class would probably be all the explanation you needed on how they created the greatest math team. More than 2 million illegal border encounters so far in the fiscal 2022. It is wild. Speaking of overwhelmed, all the other problems and all the other issues, we are currently being invaded by the million. They're flooding the country, and the Biden administration invited them in. Video, Uvalde school police chief tries to negotiate with the gunman. I'm officially in the conspiracy theory camp. I don't know which one I believe, but after watching that video of cops sitting around sanitizing their hands for an hour while they held rifles and 10-year-olds were being executed, I don't know what the conspiracy theory is, but you can sign me on for it. 4 killed and 3 others injured in Indiana mall shooting. The mall shooting that was stopped by a 22-year-old with a handgun. Buy a weapon. Practice with your weapon. Practice often with your weapon. And carry your weapon with you everywhere. Everywhere. I have heard of this guy. He's very tall. He has a radio show. He'll even carry places they tell him he's not allowed to carry. Like if there's a mall that says you're not allowed to carry your weapon in here, he just carries in there anyway. Now, I'm not encouraging you to break the law like my friend. I would never do something like that. Don't you dare break the law. But my friend, my tall friend with the radio show, very handsome. His voice, what, Chris? His voice is awesome. He carries everywhere because that sign at the door that says no guns, it won't save you. Speaking of which, Chicago violence. 7 killed, 15 injured in weekend shootings thus far. How wild is the world of make-believe the communists have created when every time a bunch of people die in Chicago, they blame Indiana for it and Indiana's gun laws? Study. Natural immunity is 97% effective against severe COVID after 14 months. Wow. So if you get sick and then your body develops the antibodies to fight it off, you will then have strong immunity to what got you sick first. Man, what is this new science? What is this new medicine out there? That sounds incredible. Did they just discover this? I mean, I feel like maybe this was around before COVID, but oh well, anyway, I need my fifth booster shot and my 16th stroke. Jeffrey Epstein was sent three 12-year-old French girls as a birthday gift. Probably a pretty helpful reminder that the January 6th protesters who wandered into the Capitol, many of them feeling welcomed into the Capitol, they're still rotting in jail right now, awaiting trials where they'll receive max sentences. Yet not a single name from Jeffrey Epstein's list and then Ghislaine Maxwell's list, not a single name of the billionaires and politicians has been released to the public, and none of them will spend a day in prison. Funny how that works, no? You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.